Back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 21st day of February 2006, and my guest this past hour and into this hour, and we'll take your calls in this hour at 800-313-9443 for my guest today, Danny Schlechter, and the book, When News Lies.
Just one point.
Yes.
Which is fine with me. It doesn't really matter, but my last name is Schlechter because it rhymes with news dissector, which is what I've always been known as. Danny Schlechter, the news dissector.
And my producer has phonetically spelled your name out, and I am in error. I'm not reading what the guy is writing on my computer screen.
Not really a problem. I just want to say one thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you have Doug Basham coming on. I was on his show the other night, and you know, he really does a very professional radio show. I was impressed with him.
Yeah, he bills himself as being a progressive, but it's more along the lines of the old Democratic Party.
I see.
And everybody now, Danny, is trying to align themselves with the correct thing. And I'll tell you what, I go with the old saying that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Democrats or the Republicans anymore.
Here's the phrase I like: the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party.
The Democratic wing. I'll tell you what, let's roll into some calls here, and then we'll pick up more information
happy to do it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. It's enjoying the program. I had a question for your guest. I've just gotten in on it and driving through Fredericksburg, listening to you on the micro. Wanted to ask the guest, in the first 4 or 5 days of the invasion, I was watching either CNN or Fox, and the reporter got up there on a heap of debris and made the explanation that congratulations to the world that Iraq was once again under the United States or the world currency system as a result of the invasion. And he proclaimed this in a real bewildered look, as if he was told to make this statement over the air. And I just wanted to see if your guest had a chance to pick that up in his archive.
I must have missed that. But, you know, if you remember, before the war started, Iraq announced their intention to adopt the euro as its principal currency of exchange. And now,
exactly,
of course, the Syrians have done that as another move to try to get out from under the United States. You know, the weird thing about all of this is that, of course, Saddam Hussein himself became the head of Iraq thanks to American support and intervention. The United States supported Iraq in its war with Iran and helped finance it. So, you know, the idea is somehow that Saddam and the United States have been these big enemies. Not true. You know, they may have been later on, but, you know, for many, many years, Iraq was a, you know, very servile supporter of the United States. Rumsfeld went there.
Well, telling that when he made this proclamation, it just confirmed to me that this was a banker's invasion.
Well, I think there are economic factors that we haven't really haven't been reported well. I think it was very perceptive of you to pick up on that.
Mike, we got a break. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back with my guest today, Mr. Schlechter, the detector. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Danny Schlechter is a television producer and independent filmmaker who writes and speaks about media issues. He's the author of Embedded, Weapons of Mass Deception, How the Media Failed to Cover the Iraq War. That was Prometheus Books back in October of 2003. Media Wars, News at a Time of Terror. That was Rowan and Littlefield in 2003. The More You Watch, the Less You Know, Seven Stories Press. And News Dissector, Passions, Pieces, and Polemics. And he's the executive editor of MediaChannel.org, the world's largest online media issues network, and the recipient of the Society of Professional Journalists 2001 Award for Excellence in Documentary Journalism. Now, Schlechter has joined the startup staff at CNN as a producer based in Atlanta. He then moved to ABC as a producer for 2020. He's reported from 49 countries and has lectured at many schools and universities. He was an adjunct professor at the Graduate School of Journalism at Columbia University. Mr. Schlechter's writings has appeared in leading newspapers and magazines, including The Nation, Newsday, Boston Globe, Columbia Journalism Review, Media Studies Journal, and many, many others. And to get a copy of this book, ladies and gentlemen, go to the website, www.wmdthefilm.com. Just spell it out, WMDthefilm.com, and put this on your computer, folks. It is MediaChannel.org, where you can, and I've been watching this very, very closely, Danny. I've got to tell you, I was wondering where Media Channel had come from. Why did you I already know the answer to this question, but I want it in your own words. Why did you feel it's so important to start your own online journalism?
Well, our company, Global Vision, was producing programming for PBS stations. And we ran into a sort of a buzzsaw of opposition from the bureaucracy, you know, basically saying that human rights is an insufficient organizing principle for a television series, not supporting any kind of independent perspectives on the air. And so we began to see, you know, that we joined the media to spotlight the problems of the world and realize that the media itself was one of the problems of the world. And we were at that time based in Times Square, right out our window was, you know, all the media companies. They were all there, MTV and, you know, NBC and Bertelsmann and Reuters and all the rest. So we decided, let's do something about that. We wanted to do a media channel to watch the other channels. But what happened, of course, was that, you know, we didn't have the money to do a TV channel, so we did an online channel. We started with 20 affiliates. We now have 1,000 affiliated organizations with MediaChannel.org. I write a blog every day. My partner, Rory O'Connor, does a blog. He's been particularly focused on the Able Danger investigation, and we did a email campaign to try to get the media to cover it more, and 52,000 people sent emails. So that's an indication of interest, you know, in the issues we're covering.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned Able Danger, because on yesterday's broadcast, I had somebody call me up and say, are you going to do anything about Able Danger? And I think I'll bring up Roy O'Connor to cover that subject.
Yeah, that'll be good. I mean, he's really on top of it in a big way, you know.
Well, that's good. Danny, just as you decided to go out and do your own thing with MediaChannel.org, the reason I started this network is because I was tired of people not having an alternative to the news. They call us the alternative news. No, we really are the alternative to the controlled medias, the carefully pre-digested.
That's a very important distinction to make. You know, it's hard when you, after having worked on the inside with all of the incredible prestige, you know, and good money and all the rest of that. And then you find that the recent survey found 70% of the American people unhappy with the media, okay? And they then asked the same questions to people working in the media, found 70% of them were also unhappy and dissatisfied with the media. So, you know, we have a lot of opposition to what's going on, but it hasn't found a form of full expression. We have a lot of websites, and I think what you're doing is very inventive, very professional, and very important, because you're offering perspective. You have a long conversation with somebody. You're not just doing sound bites. You get really into the meat of an issue. That's important. You're not assuming that the public are a bunch of dummies, you know, and that's, to me, that's part of what's missing, you know, is that there's a tendency to, you know, to assume that nobody's interested in anything, and therefore what we do have to do is just give them sugar-coated news. And I think at a certain point it gets disgusting. I'll tell you a story. I had a friend who worked at MSNBC at the time of the Our Lady of Monica. Remember, there was a year when there was nothing else in the news except the Monica story and Bill Clinton and the, you know, what is, et cetera, and so forth. And, you know, this guy told me, he said, you know, Danny, whenever we do a Monica story, our ratings double. Therefore, we're giving the people what they want. It sounded on the face of it to be, you know, if that's the case, I may disagree, but that's what the public wants. Then I asked them a few questions. I said, well, what was your ratings before? He said, well, we had a 1 rating. I said, you had a 1 rating, you got a 2 rating. That's like statistically insignificant. But for the producer, it's a very cool thing. When he goes to renegotiate his salary, you know, he can say, look, I doubled the ratings on this program. But in television, there are 2 ratings. There is the rating, which is how many people are watching the show. And then there's what's called the share, how many people are watching overall on television. And what happened was the ratings went up, but the share went down. Millions of people stopped watching because they were so disgusted with being treated like they were a bunch of dummies. And actually, TV viewing has never really fully recovered. We have, you know, circulation down in our newspapers and viewing levels down on the news. People are looking for alternatives. During the war, 3 million Americans went to websites in Europe, the BBC and the rest, looking for news and information they could trust.
Well, you watch court TV. You would expect to find other things rather than, let me see, how many weeks and months did we have of O.J. Simpson? We had John Bonet until we were sick of looking at the little child, unfortunately lost her life, and still under mysterious circumstances. Down in Aruba, we've got the little gal that was snatched. We don't know what happened to her. And these are all news stories that is worth some coverage. But to do, you know, I'd be more interested. I'd be having live coverage from the courtroom over in Iraq about Saddam Hussein, since he's, you know, right up there with Adolf Hitler. You know, the coverage, I called in one morning. I got so disgusted with Fox News, with the trio, the little tandem that you talked about. I mean, you know, you're sitting on overstuffed chairs, and you got Mr. Douchey that does weather, and he comes on the set as some kind of analyst or whatever he claims to be. And a lot of smart alecky comments. Yeah, let's keep it moving, keep it entertaining. I think that they had to dump Mad Cow or Man Cow, whatever his name was, because this guy was smelling that the Iraq deal was not that good, so they had to drop him. But you're right. It has turned into infotainment. It has nothing to do with the news.
So, you know, it's not just a question of liberalism, you know, liberal media versus conservative media. This is about, you know, our democracy. How do you have a democracy if people are not being informed, if they're not being, exposed to the range of viewpoints and voices and a debate on the issues of the day that takes these issues seriously? And that's part of why politicians are so able to sort of manipulate the news and manipulate public opinion by just using buzz phrases and the like, because our news system is not treating them respectfully. It's not really informing people. It's about, you know, during the war, there was a phrase that Time magazine used called millietainment. During our elections, electotainment. You know, the merger of newsbiz and showbiz have led to the degradation of news and information. And that's why when you see a film like, you know, Good Night and Good Luck about Edward R. Murrow, you know, it seems like it's happening on another planet at another time. There was a time when major networks tried to challenge the major news frame. That's not happening today.
Well, you mentioned something here. I got to take you to task on, Danny.
Go ahead.
You mentioned this country being a democracy. This is not a democracy. This is supposed to be a constitutionally limited republic with democratic principles. We're not a democracy.
Let's not debate that.
Okay.
I mean, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You're probably technically right, but you know, we somehow have substituted one word for another.
Well, I'll tell you what, to Brian Lamb's credit, Danny, I got to tell you this, and he was instrumental in getting C-SPAN off the ground. I heard him one day refer to this country as democracy. I got his inter-office fax number. I sent him the 1928 field manual from the Department of War at the time. It was not the what it's called now, Department of Defense. And I sent him the information that was put in that book spelling out the difference between democracy and a republic. And to his credit, to this day, Brian Lamb has never used the term democracy again.
Yeah.
But we've got all the politicians who are doing it because, well, what are we doing in Iraq right now? Well, we're setting up democracy. We're freeing the Iraqi people. We're going to put McDonald's on one street corner and a XXX movie theater on the other.
What I'm saying is, you know, what you're able to do, you've taken modern technology, your passion, your concern, you've created a format that people are listening to and responding to. And that's, to me, very democratic with a small d, because it's participatory. It says to people, I want to hear from you, too. I want to know what you think. And I think that that's really important. It's not like just yelling at people, screaming at them. We have a disagreement. You called you, pointed it out, explained why we have a disagreement. You treated me with respect. I mean, I appreciate that, and that's what we need to see more of.
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's got to get off of the political track here, you know, the left versus the right, because as that's going on, modern-day Rome here is burning to the ground.
You're absolutely right. I'm so happy to hear you say it. We need a post-partisan approach.
There you go. I'll tell you what, we got to take the break. 800-313-9443. You want to join us on air, and I think I'm going to bring another talk show host that's on this network in the investigative journal, Greg Szymanski. We'll do that right after this break. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know.
And unfortunately, Donald Rumsfeld was serious when he was making that statement, and even the press had to laugh. Joining me in studio is Greg Szymanski. He does the investigative journal on this network, actually preceding this program on this network from 2 to 4, Monday through Friday. And, of course, that is Central Time. We're off that Eastern time grid, folks. So at any rate, Danny, we're being joined by another journalist here that has worked for the major newspapers and got fed up with it. He's a freelance journal. He sells his stories to many different outlets, and he also does a radio program because he, like you, is getting fed up with this carefully managed and controlled stuff.
Right.
You know, getting out of that revolving door, because it doesn't have anything to do, folks, out there with the paradigm that's been set up for us to scratch each other's eyes over politics. The truth is the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, I started in radio at WBCN in Boston. I was there for 10 years as Danny Schechter, the news dissector. I have a lot of respect for radio. You know, radio in some ways is more visual than television because you can paint a picture, a word picture. You can give people a feeling for something that often, but television, because everything is so truncated and brief, that, you know, you can't really do it.
Well, I've always said that that radio is television without pictures, and you have to use your mind. You don't have that distraction of the screen wipes and the splashes and all the visuals to distract you. You're tuned in to what is being talked about, and you're not being distracted. Let's go back to the phones here. Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi. I just heard I'm from the Boston area. I remember WBCN back in the 60s. That
there
was
you go.
That was the hippie station. Oh, yeah, I remember
Well, it was a hippie station. It also went on to become part of a big corporate combine, Infinity Broadcasting. Howard Stern, of course, joined WBCN, now David Lee Roth. You know, it became really corporatized, and our news department shrunk as a consequence because of the corporate pressures and all that. But there was a time when we did a lot of independent news and radio documentaries and the like of the kind that you don't hear anymore.
In fact, one of the men who actually started talk radio was a guy named Jerry Williams on WMEX.
Of course, I remember him well.
I used to listen to him when I was in elementary school in the 50s.
Jerry Williams was a major force on Boston radio, and he was a progressive most of the time. I mean, sometimes he was off, you know, on a seatbelt crusade or something else, but he was somebody who had a tremendous amount of respect. And, you know, there was an era where people weren't just taking predictable positions. One of the things that, you know, was just suggested is that this partisanship, you know, kind of tit-for-tat politics, somebody says something, somebody says the opposite back, you know, actually is mind-numbing, okay?
It's like, yeah.
It doesn't really encourage people to think about things at all. You know, one of the interesting things about the media issue was when the FCC was pushing media concentration under Michael Powell, there was an opposition to it. Some 3 million people wrote letters, and this was the largest issue on, you know, outside of the war, domestic issue, you know, in terms of traction. And half the people came from the left, you know, Michael Moore, et cetera. Half of them came from the National Rifle Association. They were opposed to media concentration, too, because they were afraid that other voices would be swept aside in these big corporate combines. So
yeah.
It was a common ground issue, and I believe it still is. We all have a stake in a better media. We all have, you know, a need, you know, a country that where we can trust our institutions, that our votes are counted, that, you know, and all the rest of it. These are not partisan concerns.
Yeah, I really miss the Boston. You must know David Brudnoy.
I did. David Brudnoy died just this past year.
Yeah, and he was so well educated.
Yeah, he was a guy conservative.
Yeah, he
used to have me on frequently. He was a person who had respect across the spectrum. He was respected for his intellect, respected for his willingness to listen to people. You know, even if he disagreed with you, gave you a chance to be heard, and in a respectful way. And that's something that built an audience for him over 20 years. And what we're seeing today is kind of mostly these shocks, you know, people screaming at each other. And, you know, they last a very short period of time.
Yeah, Brudnoy was so well educated that even if you didn't disagree with him, he was never rude to people. And you could just sit there and listen to him for hours. I believe he taught at Harvard, too, didn't he?
I think he lectured, you know,
lectured.
I mean, he was, you know, he was a human being, had a lot of interest in the arts and culture.
Yeah.
As well as in politics. You know, that's the other thing, is we can't be one-dimensional people. We need to kind of have a sense of different forms of expression, you know, whether it's movies you know, that's why, for example, I'm a writer. I've written 8 books, but I've also made 15 documentary films. I'm trying to do work in that area. I'm a blogger. You know, I'm trying to use multimedia forms to get my voice heard to the degree that I can.
But I found that many of the people in the major news media now, they seem to be well-trained but poorly educated, and they think within a training box. And once they get somebody on the air with them who pulls them outside of that training box,
yeah,
the whole thing, I mean, just collapses. And it's such a shame because, as you know, obviously TV and also radio still is such potentially a fantastic media, and it is going to waste, and it's getting worse every day.
Tell me about it. I mean,
you know,
it's like, how do we, you know, also the idea that, you know, all kids are interested in is celebrities. Not true.
Not true at all. All right. Thanks for your call, Paul. I appreciate it very much. By the way, you dated yourself. You know that. We'll take the break. We'll come right back with my guest today, Danny Schechter, and the book, When News Lies. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News,
breaking news,
faking news, the media war. It's time to get sore.
Wreak havoc and unleash the dogs of war. And there they start moving into Iraq.
We got rockets coming in on us. Tom, we're under attack right now.
PFC Jessica Lynch, who was being held.
The battle for Basra is still raging.
Danny, thought occurred during the break here.
Yeah.
We're doing Republic Broadcasting Network is sponsoring a lot of public airings of people's DVDs. Would you be available in any time in the near future to come down to Austin for a screening?
Well, you know, actually I would, but, you know, the Austin Film Festival, WMD won the top documentary prize there last year, which was really a thrill for me, you know. I would love to do a screening. Why don't we do a benefit screening for your program?
Well, that sounds like a plan to me.
You know,
are you going
to
pay for the airfare?
To organize it, but I'll donate the film, and I, you know, if somebody could pay for my way, I'll be there. You know, I'd like to come down.
Well, we'll arrange exactly that. I think more people have to see the, because we talk about the controlled media all the time, but they have never seen, and especially around this subject, because this is one that is shattered the political constraints here. Whether you're on the left or right. Many people, they breathe a sigh of relief. There's George Bush. He's a Republican, and oh, better yet, he's a good, godly Christian man. Well, I don't know what Bible this guy's reading, but the thought keeps haunting me here. If this is the brand of Christianity and people are holding up as being icons of the faith, then we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I'm working on this issue. I mean, not only... Because, you know, it's the betrayal of everything we believe in. We believe it that people should participate in our society. They should have a say. And, you know, how can they have a say when they don't know anything, when they're being manipulated left and right? Now, the interesting thing about the war is that the opinion, public opinion shifted rather dramatically to the point where only 37%, depending on what poll you read, support the war today. But the media companies still support it, basically. They're still terrified, you know, of really of challenging this on a regular basis. There's an occasional story here or there, but by and large, they ignore it totally. We don't see pictures of what really happens in the war. We don't hear from the American soldiers who've been wounded you know, how they're feeling about it. We're getting, you know, a sanitized view. And, you know, to me, that's really a disgrace.
Oh, Danny, Greg Szymanski here.
Hey, Greg, pleased to be with you.
Hey, I saw...
I love your work, you know, I admire your work.
Oh, thank you very much. I saw that video, I saw your movie, and I liked it a lot. One thing that really strikes, comes to attention is that the Fox memo that comes out every day, and that kind of tells you, you know, when they tell you what to do as a journalist, nothing gets me angrier than to put a restriction on a story. The next thing you know, they start saying, would you like to cover sports? But, you know, and maybe you could tell the listeners about that portion of your movie, which really shows how this is a regulated press.
I didn't go into it in great detail because the film outfoxed it, but I did cite a source that was not in outfoxed. You know, it's essentially, there's a guy named John Moody who works at Fox. He's their sort of political commissar. And he refused to be interviewed. We were at this meeting together. I interviewed Greg, you know, one of the reporters from Fox News. But he saw me coming with the camera. He walked the other way, refused to be interviewed. And he's the one that issues a memo every morning. What's the key news stories of the day? And sort of what spin are we going to put on them? And that's why if you watch a lot of Fox News, you'll find that the same message points, the same phrases, the same ways of talking about an issue tend to pop up in show after show after show. It's orchestrated. It's scripted. You know, it's a way of trying to reinforce a particular point of view, and that's media control. So you don't really have journalists so much. You have people there who are like stenographers, you know. They're regurgitating information, or they're challenging news, they're challenging the point of view of somebody who they disagree with, but assaulting them with these message points.
You know what I also thought was interesting? The coverage the media gave of this Downing Street memo that came out from England when they found information about that the war had been manufactured, and how late the press was. They didn't cover this thing for weeks, and it just shows you, even today, that if that information was in front of the American people, I think they may have a different view.
Yeah,
on...
I mean, we should tell people what it was about. It was, you know, a memo that basically said they were going to fix, you know, the coverage, you know, that they wanted any intelligence that led up to the coverage. So, you know, there was a great deal of, you know, because, you know, Marshall McLuhan said very clearly, you know, he said, today in war, the news people are the real soldiers. You know, that's why I felt that there were two wars in Iraq. There was a media war and a military conflict. And that media war was very important to manage it. When Tommy Franks was based in Qatar, he had his command post at Central Command. He had on his desk a TV set that every 5 seconds switched onto another channel. So they were kind of monitoring in real time all of the news coverage in the United States. He was in the Middle East, you know, watching satellite feeds from the United States, and they were trying to make sure to see how everything played back home and to make sure it played well. And so there was a great deal of media management.
I was, I'll tell you what, there's a clip that I want to play out of your Weapons of Mass Deception, and this has to do with the $1 million media center that was set up over in Iraq. Go ahead, Mr. Producer, and roll that clip.
Every day there was live coverage from the Pentagon's high-tech media center in Doha, built by a Hollywood set designer.
Wouldn't it be reasonable for something?
Unknown to most TV viewers, the White House directly stage managed the Doha Media Center through Jim Wilkinson, a Republican operative who had worked for a right-wing congressman and then helped run the Bush media operation in Florida in 2000. That strategy included staging events such as this anti-vote recount protest in Miami. It looked like a public protest, but it was actually led by right-wing campaign staffers.
Jim Wilkinson, this is the guy that they put in charge of the media operation. He's the guy that engineered it. He's the guy that thought of all these things.
Houston Chronicle reporter Harvey Rice watched him in action.
He was nothing more than a political commissar. I mean, this is straight out of Stalin. And that's what he was there for. He was there to make sure the military, and as he put it in his first, he said, I'm here to keep them on message. So he was running the information about the war like a political campaign.
After the war, Wilkinson was brought back into the White House and then picked to run media at the 2004 Republican convention.
Well, you know, he also, now today, he's the media, you know, guy for Condi Rice. So he's still playing, in a sense, the same role. What's, you know, what's interesting about Harvey Rice of the Houston Chronicle wrote a column, which I saw, which is how I sort of got to him, where he basically wrote, he wrote the story I should have written. And he basically said that when he was there, he saw this going on. He didn't write the story of all the media management. Later, he did, you know, to his credit. But unfortunately, when things aren't done while this is all going on, it becomes, you know, sort of after-the-fact history, not really, you know, news. And, you know, but he was at least courageous enough to step up to the plate and said, look, I was used. I was part of this propaganda system. Harvey Rice, Houston Chronicle. I never met him, but he facilitated getting, you know, part of a talk he gave to me for use in my film, and I admire him.
Well, there has been a problem here with the news medias. News used to be treated as its own entity with inside the corporate walls. And I don't think there was any movie that depicted that better than the movie Network. Do you remember that one, Danny?
Well, you know, I do. There's a joke, which is not so funny. It basically said that when Network came out, it was a feature film. Today, it's a documentary.
That's true.
And in other words, it's more accurate than we realized at the time. I mean, they basically tried to do things, you know, were crazy. The Mao Zedong Hour, you know, a maniac on the air. You know, the whole idea was this is where television was headed. But, you know, it's there.
And it's fascinating because, you know, I was thinking, you know, during this interview here, what do we have? You made the statement as to, well, what the people want. And this is what we're being given. This is the excuse for the news coverage we're seeing, the infotainment, the reality-based shows, supposedly, that we're seeing on television.
Right.
And the whole medium itself is being reduced to something akin to the National Enquirer.
Well, that's true. But, you know, partly the reason they do it is because, you know, most of the in-depth surveys they do find people saying they really hate it. You know, they really hate the media. You would expect if they're giving people what they want, people would be ecstatic. Now, they watch it because that's, you know, how many homes have you been in where there's a war going on for the remote control? Okay, where men, nobody watches a program. They just go from click, 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 click through the whole roster looking for something worth watching. So we have 500 channels, or however many channels, and nobody can find what to watch. So, you know, there's a tremendous amount of dissatisfaction with the media. They know that. And that's why the idea is to make it sexy and quick and all that, because the goal of television is not to inform us, but rather to sell our eyeballs, our attention to advertisers. So we want to get you as quickly as possible to the ads and the commercial breaks. And those commercial breaks, the advertising, there's a lot more money spent on that than on the program itself.
I was just
also
going to say,
the promos.
Yeah. And that is true. Let's get back to the phones. They've been holding forever here. Jeff in Massachusetts, you're up next.
Oh, yes. And speaking of managed media, you know what the funny thing is? You guys are absolutely right. The media is managed. And I tried to get on Rush Limbaugh about this Red Hook port being taken over by the Arabs.
Yeah.
The United Arab Emirates?
Yeah.
Rush wouldn't even let me on his program.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, I wrote about that in my blog today. You know, I happened to just be in Dubai. I went to a conference there. So I know the editor of the paper. I met him. You know, so I wrote to find out what he's saying about this. And he makes the point. He said, you know, this was just a commercial deal. He says, the security, they have nothing to do with the security. The security is actually the Coast Guard. The U.S. is providing the security, not the owners of it. They're actually not even owners. They're leasing it. It's part of a kind of way of recycling money back into the West. And you know, it's not what we think it is. It's not like they're taking over and suddenly they're going to be people from Al-Qaeda guarding the ports. I don't think that's what's happening here.
Well,
and in fact, the Daily News in New York reported that, you know, the Secretary of the Treasury, John Snow, and another prominent Bush administration person is connected to these companies. So, you know, there's like more wheeling and dealing going on. You
well,
know?
And Danny, let me read this here. This comes out of Executive Order 12803, the infrastructure privatization. I think this will answer this caller's question. By the authority vested in me as president of the, by the Constitution, the laws of the United States of America, and in order to ensure that the United States achieves the most beneficial economic use of its resources, it is hereby ordered as follows. Definition. For purposes of this order, privatization means the disposition or transfer of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or by long-term lease, from a state, local government to a private party. Infrastructure asset, they say, means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for the functioning of the economy. Examples such as assets includes, but not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity, supply facilities.
You know, this is the whole transfer of wealth from public hands to private hands.
That's called fascism, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this has been the, you know, this is why, for example, in Iraq, there's been so much privatization of the military. And Halliburton, you know, with its $8 billion contracts that haven't been accounted for and the like. I mean, this is a complete, you know, use of power to transfer wealth out of the hands of the American people into the hands of a certain number of cronies of this administration.
But this was done by executive order. This is not an act of Congress.
Well, of course not. Dude, I never even heard about it. I mean, I cover the news every day. I write a blog every day about the news. I never saw that anywhere. So I'm learning something from your program. But more importantly, I'm learning that we're all not learning enough about what's really going on. I mean, this is a frightening a precedent for, you know, transferring infrastructure to private hands. And who are the private hands? Who has the money to really deal with this? So if this company in Dubai could take $8 billion and give it to a British company and an American, who's making money off that? Americans are. Remember, people who are already rich are getting richer.
Well, the 8,600, I reported on this a couple of weeks ago. There, since in the last 10 years, Danny, there has been over 6,500 corporations sold. They're not American corporations anymore. We see this
global. Well, we Lou Dobbs has been hitting this point, you know, over and over again, the outsourcing of America, the outsourcing of our jobs, the outsourcing of our assets and resources. This shouldn't be a big surprise. I mean, the Democrats are jumping on it because they happen to be Arabs. I think it's kind of a little demagogic. But, you know, the point is that the real issue here was like the Able Danger hearings, which was showing that people in the intelligence community knew about the preparations for 9/11. They tried to alert their superiors, and nobody wanted to hear it from them.
Anything else, caller? Is he gone? Okay. All right, we're coming up here on a break, and we've got a short segment. We've got to close this out. Greg, anything else you want to throw in here?
You know, I was thinking, Danny, what kind of solution do you see? I mean, you know, there's a lot of journalists out there looking for work, I think, that don't want to work in the mass media anymore. I think there's a, you know, I was always hoping to see a little bit more organization amongst the, I guess, the alternative press. And, boy, maybe we could, if we did get together, be a force.
Well, I'd like to invite you, you know, to check out our mediachannel.org. I mean, we're trying to promote a media and democracy movement, a media movement for change in the media. We have something called Media for Democracy. Maybe we should change the name, you know. But it's an effort to try to get people to express their views to the media, to press the press and move the media to cover issues that they're not covering. We do have to work together. And the whole point of Media Channel is that it's an umbrella. It's a network of 1,000 different organizations. And I would love, if you're doing any media-related investigative reports and you have a special coming up on your show, I'd love to plug it, you know, in our blog and plug it on Media Channel. We have a big, quite a big audience. We just amassed 52,000 emails on the Able Danger issue, which was sent under our auspices to members of the media to cover, you know, this issue.
And Danny, I have a show on this network too, and maybe I'll give you a call after. We'll get you on my show next week or the week after.
Well, you know, I'm ready to do it at any time, and you know, I feel like we have to cross promote, we have to collaborate with each other, we've got to cooperate with each other, and that's what real networking is. It's not just the wires and, you know, and the big companies in New York. This is something of bottom up, grassroots communication network. So if Media Channel is breaking a story, you guys know about it. You tell your listeners, and if you are, we tell our readers.
Okay, thanks, Danny.
All right, hold on one second. We've got to take this last break. We only got about a 4-minute segment. I want to tell folks how they can get a copy of Mr. Schechter's book. Great book, When News Lies, Media Complicity in Iraq War. And the bonus of this, you get a Weapons of Mass Destruction full-length DVD documentary. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
All right, folks, winding up this edition of the National Intel Report, my guest for the better part of the last 2 hours, Danny Schechter. When news, lies, media complicity in Iraq war, I would invite you to go to mediachannel.org. This is the organization that Mr. Schechter has started. And I'll tell you what, it is high time. We have become the alternative, ladies and gentlemen, to the controlled media. We're not the alternative media. We are the alternative to the media complicity. Danny, any parting shots here for the listening audience?
Other than it was a pleasure to be on with you, I appreciate hearing from some of your listeners as well. I think, there has to be some ways we can work together. I'm very open to it. And I'm glad to be participating in, you know, in your program. And if there's anything I can do, my email is danny@mediachannel.org. danny@mediachannel.org if you want to send me some information or if your listeners do. Thanks so very much.
All right. I appreciate you coming up, and I appreciate what you're doing. And I didn't ask you the obligatory question, why exactly are you doing this with such exuberance that you're doing it with?
Well, I don't know. I'm a passionate person, you know. I've been through in my life, I mean, maybe a little older than you, but I've been through, like, the civil rights movement. I've been through, which was, you know, successful, didn't win everything, but it certainly, you know, helped change America. I was part of the anti-apartheid movement. I saw a change come about in South Africa. I know that things can change. I know that history happens. I know that a lot of the, you know, terrible things we're dealing with today, that there will be a change. I believe that people want change. They want to know the truth. And so I feel this is worthwhile work. I've worked inside the big networks. That wasn't really satisfactory. At least that we're trying, and that's all you can say.
Well, we have just put a page into that history book, but here's the thing. That is past. What is important is what is happening in the next minute, the next day, the next week, the next year.
And we're here. Our voices are being heard, and we need to try to find ways to amplify them.
Very good. And we'll do exactly that. I thank you for your time, sir.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Folks, we're going to expand this network. We're going to get RBN name out there because, as you heard Mr. Schechter talk about the controlled media, and we didn't get into a lot of other subject matter. That'll come at a later time. There are truths to be known and truths to be spoken, but first, you've got to hear the truth and decide whether it is the truth or not. And as I brought up, he didn't even know about the executive order. This is an executive order, folks. You want to know why and how the Republicans are all bent out of shape, some of them, Democrats more so? Well, this is not partisan politics here, ladies and gentlemen, selling off the control of six of our ports here. I just read you the executive order, not an act of Congress, penned by the president back in 1992 on April 30th, that decided that, well, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to start the privatization process. So it won't come as a big shock and surprise when you start to see Supreme Court rulings going this way. They're going after the unchallenged executive order that has become law. 60 days, folks, after an EO goes into effect, 60 days they have to repeal it. Not one executive order that has ever been penned by a president going to Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist, Roosevelt, has ever been overturned, challenged, and then becomes law, or their so-called law. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And tomorrow we're going to get into the radio frequency identifying stuff that's going on, the RFID. And you need to tune in for that program. This is going in everywhere to track and trace everybody and everything. After all, they need to know. We keep asking the question, why do you need to know? Oh, it's just for security reasons. Why am I feeling really insecure? We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. God bless you.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.